there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're surely glad you've joined us. Hope you'll run to the phone and call up your neighbors and friends, maybe invite somebody in from the yard to listen with you, and that you'll really enjoy the broadcast and our Bible Club meeting today. And now, here to start the meeting is the Children's Bible Club Choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good singing. And it is true that Jesus is the joy of living and the joy of every heart who trusts Him. Well, Bible Clubbers, Aunt Carolyn has sure been excited and thrilled over the letters that she's been receiving. But you know, I just really think this is a good time of year for us to have a Children's Bible Club membership campaign. Some of you have been listening week after week and haven't written to Aunt Carolyn. And she is just beside herself. She wants to hear from you. And you know, if you will write Aunt Carolyn this week, she'll send you a nice yellow and green Children's Bible Club membership button. It's a big one that's kind of like a badge, you know, with the Children's Bible Club emblem on it. And it would just be fun for you to have to put on your desk or to wear on your clothes or tape to your door at home or whatever. You know, it's fun to have and to show to others that you belong to the Children's Bible Club. I'm sure it'd be a good way for you to witness to a lost friend, too. If they're interested and curious, then you can say, well, you listen to the Children's Bible Club, too. And you can make the Bible Club grow in your hometown. So, won't you write to Aunt Carolyn this week? Write to me now, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, and ask for your Bible Club badge, and I'm going to give you a tough Bible question. I might ought to save it for a different day, but this is a tough one. You're going to have to use your math skills and all kinds of things. How many animals were offered unto the Lord by Ezra and the people with him? In Ezra 8:35. There it is again. How many animals were offered unto the Lord by Ezra and the people with him in Ezra 8:35? Bible drill skill, math skills, find your answer and send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. And be sure to send for your Bible Club membership badge. And that'll be lots of fun. And now, here's the choir again.
Sing life.
The joy of life for Terry and Tim was to go to Grandpa Appleton's farm. They could even make it from Monday through Friday in school, knowing that come Saturday morning, bright and early, they'd be out at Grandpa's. Grandpa joked and called the boys his city dudes, but even he admitted that the boys were gradually showing more sense and ability at handling the chores and the farm work that he gave them to do. They always managed to find playtime, though. They loved the animals out at the farm. There weren't too many of the two-legged variety, except for a couple of old red roosters and a flock of cackling hens, but there were plenty of the four-legged kind. Horses and cows and pigs and sheep and cats and a dog or two. But the pet. The star of the whole place was old Bumper, a four-footed, long-whiskered, two-horned, bumpin' billy goat whose actions won him his name, Bumper. He was like a circus to watch sometimes, but he did what Terry and Tim said. That is, when he wanted to. Sometimes the boys would hitch old Bumper up to a little cart and drive him around the farmyard. Oh, boy, what a ride and what fun. Then, one day, Tim got the bright idea that they'd hitch old Bumper up to the old wagon. The catch to that was that the old wagon had a tongue that had to have a team of two to pull it. It simply wouldn't work with just one pulling. What could the boys do? You guessed it. Terry volunteered to be hitched up with Bumper the goat. Tim carefully harnessed them together very tightly so nothing would come loose. Then when everything was ready, Terry and Bumper stood side by side and Tim hollered, "Giddy up!" Out around the farmyard they went as nice as could be, and for a little bit it seemed like the best fun. But soon, old Bumper got a gleam in his eye, and he had a different idea. He saw the gate leading into the pasture standing open. That ornery old billy goat took off on a non-stop flight to the far corner of the half-mile pasture, and boy did he go! Whoa, was Terry scared. He screamed and he hollered. He didn't know an old goat could run so fast. He worked and he struggled with all his might to untangle himself, but he and Bumper were hitched together too well, and all Terry did to get loose only seemed to make matters worse. Of course, Tim was scared to death, too. He pulled on the reins, but it didn't even seem as if the reins were there at all. He hollered, "Whoa, whoa," and he screamed and cried for the old goat to stop, but Bumper only turned a deaf ear and ran harder and wilder across the pasture, dragging poor Terry with him. Tim had to do something. In his efforts to save his brother, he jumped out of the wagon and ran like a deer and somehow managed to get a hold of the goat's horns. With all his strength and weight, he finally managed to stop the goat and twist his head and neck until he went down. Down went old Bumper, down went Tim, and down went Terry, too. Phew, what a wreck. Boy, when everything was finally untangled, the twins went one way and old Bumper went the other. Horns, whiskers, and tail held high, proud and ornery to the very end. I'll tell you, Terry and old Bumper never were very good friends after that, and you can imagine why. Boys and girls, if you're not a Christian, you're harnessed up to someone far more dangerous than that old billy goat. You're harnessed up with Satan, the devil, and he'll take you for a terrible chase through life headed for hell. At first, it may not seem to be so bad, you know, but like the chase with Terry and Bumper, the end of it'll all be sorrow and tragedy and eternal death in hell, separated from God. Oh, you must see the danger of being teamed up with the devil. Your mother and dad or other folks may not think you're so bad, but down deep in your heart, you know you're a sinner. You know you've done wrong, and you know that the Bible says that there's none righteous, no, not one. But God loves you. and he wants to save you. You can't manage or handle the devil yourself. He's like the billy goat handling you. But God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to rescue you. Tim endangered his life to rescue Terry from Bumper, but the Lord Jesus Christ really gave his life on the cross of Calvary for you. He laid down his life a ransom for your sin. Jesus died in your place. God's word says, "But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Say, listen, nothing you can ever do will pay for your salvation or save you. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can do that. He's the only one who can forgive your sins. Right now, won't you come to the Lord Jesus and ask him to forgive your sins and trust him as your Savior today? Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Won't you just bow your head right there by the radio today and say, "Lord Jesus," go ahead, just pray, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I can't save myself. I'm sorry for my sin, and right now, the best I know how, I receive Jesus as my Savior. I know he died for me. Lord Jesus, forgive my sin, and come into my heart, and save me for Jesus' sake. Amen." And if you really meant that prayer in your heart, Jesus did forgive your sins, and he is your Savior. Now you live for him. Jesus said he'd never cast you out. Now you be true and loyal and faithful and the right kind of testimony for him. And now God bless you until Children's Bible Club time next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.